This meeting of the Millstone Township Board of Adjustment to order. Can we have a reading of adequate notice, please, Ms. Morelli?
Let the minutes show that adequate notice of this meeting, as required by PL 1975, Chapter 231, has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton, posted on the Township Bulletin Board and filed with the Township Clerk.
On the same date.
On the same date.
Doesn't say that anymore?
I'll add it.
Okay. Used to say that. All right. Can you all join me in a flag salute, after which we'll stand for a moment of silence and respect for those who currently serve and those who have previously served our country?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Melissa, can you have a roll call, please?
Vice Chairman Bartholomew. Mr. Consenti. Mr. Ferrara. Mr. Lambros.
Here.
Mr. Mostyn.
Here.
Mr. Morelli.
Here.
Chairman Avellino.
Here. And prior to the meeting, we did have our returning member, Mr. Lambros, sworn in for another term. So thank you again, Steve, for serving the township in this capacity. You know, we're all volunteers here, so really appreciate the effort you put forth on behalf of the residents.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a great honor.
You're welcome. And on the subject of members, two of our alternate members did not return this year, and so I'd just like to offer our thanks as a board to Tara Zabrowski and to Mark Mangano, who had served this board in their roles as alternate members for I guess a couple of years, or at least a year, and just wish them well in their other endeavors. Okay, first up, we have election of officers, and the first officer to elect is the chairman. So at this point, I'd like to entertain motions to nominate somebody for chairman this year.
So I'll make a motion to nominate Mr. Morelli. I mean, not Morelli, Mr. Nobolino.
You just gave him a heart attack.
I looked at him in his last name.
You should have quickly seconded it.
Mr. Nobolino as the chairman. You know, he's been a good asset for the board and keeps us moving smoothly. So it's my honor to nominate Mr. Okay. Nobolino.
Thank you, Mr. Lambros. Can we get a second?
I guess I'll have a second.
Sure, why not? Thank you, Mr. Morelli. And can we get a roll call, please?
Mr. Lambros.
Yes.
Mr. Mostyn.
Yes.
Mr. Morelli.
Yes.
Chairman Avellino.
Do I have to vote?
You could abstain, but...
Yes, why not? Can't vote against myself. That'd be silly. Okay. Next up is vice chairman. And for this position, I'd like to make a motion to reappoint Steve Balfamis as the vice chairman. I'm very comfortable that he can fill in and take on the chairman role when I'm not able to. He's been doing it for many years. So I'd like to make that motion to have Steve Balfamis continue as vice chair. Can I get a second?
No second.
Thank you, Mr. Mostyn. And can we get a roll call, please?
Chairman Avellino?
Yes.
Mr. Mostyn?
Yes.
Mr. Lambros?
Yes.
Mr. Morelli?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So next up is board secretary. And Melissa, you're here.
I'm here.
So,
are we going to do this as a temporary? What are we?
Yeah. So, Mitch from the planning board had said
currently I'm doing a job. They want to appoint me until a new person is hired.
That's fine. We'll just point her full time, and then she can resign if we ever hire a full time board secretary.
We will. But for now, Melissa is it, and it's not just because you're the only choice. I think. Honestly, thank you for filling in. So I'm going to make the motion to appoint Melissa Pierboom as the secretary of the board. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Mr. Morelli, thank you. And Melissa, can we get a roll call?
Chairman Avellino?
Yes.
Mr. Morelli?
Yes.
Mr. Lambros?
Yes.
Mr. Mossman?
Yes.
Okay. All right, next up is our professionals. And it's kind of strange.
Yeah, just grace the attorney.
All right, well, in any case, the agenda's a little weird, but just want to say a few words about our professionals. We do every year have competitive bids for each of the professional positions, and this year we had all of our existing professionals from previous year apply, as well as a few competitive bids. And I did do, or Mr. Lambros and I actually did the evaluation on any competitive bids. And, you know, our recommendation to the board is to reappoint all of our existing professionals. And in evaluating the bids, I think it just reinforced our opinion that we have an outstanding group of professionals among the best around. And you know, that's our recommendation, and so I'm going to make the motion to appoint as our attorney Greg Vella of the firm Collins, Vella, and Casella.
Correct. And I'll second that.
Okay, and a second for Mr. Lambros. And can we get a roll call, please?
Chairman Avellino.
Yes.
Mr. Lambros.
Yes.
Mr. Mossman.
Yes.
Mr. Morelli.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Welcome, Greg. Welcome back.
Happy birthday.
Yes, and happy birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you for not ruining my birthday.
Okay. All right. Next up is the engineer. And once again, I'd like to make the motion to appoint Leon Esavakian with Matt Shafai as our primary engineer for the board for this year. So can I get a second on that?
I'll second.
Thanks, Mr. Mostyn.
Yes.
Yep.
Thanks. Can we get a roll call, please?
Chairman Avellino?
Yes.
Mr. Mostyn?
Yes.
Mr. Lambros?
Yes.
Mr. Morelli?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think I started here when Greg started, 2005?
Yeah, it's about 17 years now.
We came as a team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys are like the dynamic duo.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Next up will be our planner, and like to nominate or make a motion to appoint Hire Gruel and Associates, and in specifically McKinley, as our planner for the year, McKinley Mertz. And can I get a second, please?
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, thanks, Pat. And can we get a roll call, please?
Chairman Avellino.
Yes.
Mr. Mossman.
Yes.
Mr. Lambros?
Yes.
Mr. Morrell?
Yes.
Thanks, everyone. It's good to be back. I can't see anyone's eyes because I'm too short. Good to be back with you all. In person, too.
Get to scoot down. Yep. Yeah. Good to see everyone in person with no masks. Well, no. Except for the public. All right. Next up is court reporter. And the court reporter, I'd like to make a motion to appoint, is it AB Court Reporting? And Angela Bonantono? Did I say it right this time? That's 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Maybe get it.
As our court reporter.
And no shortening. B.
Okay. Okay. So can I get a second on that motion?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Morelli. And a roll call, please.
Chairman Avellino.
Yes.
Mr. Morelli.
Yes.
Mr. Lambros.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Next up is designation of the official newspapers. So we have the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton. I don't think we have many alternatives here, so I'm going to make the motion to appoint or designate those as our official newspapers for noticing. Can I get a second, please?
I'll second. Thanks, Mr. Lambros. Can we get a roll call, please?
Chairman Avellino.
Yes.
Mr. Lambros.
Yes.
Mr. Mosta.
Yes.
Mr. Morelli.
Yes.
Okay. So next up is our regular monthly meeting schedule, and I just want to take a minute to ask Greg a question on this one. So we have the option, I think, still this year until the emergency pandemic situation ends, to have Zoom meetings for, you know, certain meetings where we're just adopting resolutions or we have a very simple application. And what I'm thinking the right thing for us to do is to notice as if all of the meetings would be regular meetings in this courtroom, and then if it turns out we want to have a Zoom meeting because we can, A, we can, and B, it's only a simple application or a, you know, adopting resolutions type meeting, then we would do a special notice. Is that workable? Do you think that's a good idea?
That's good, because other municipal land use law we have, and the Open Public Meeting Act, the idea of noticing for a full year is really a plan to save money for the town. So we're able to notify, instead of doing notices for every meeting, all 12, and having 12 different bills, we have this opportunity to notice for all 12 meetings at the cost of one notice in the paper. So, but yes, if any time, say September comes around, and all we have to do is adopt three resolutions, and there's no need to come out here, and we're still under the emergency and can have a virtual meeting, we can simply send a new notice to the newspaper saying the meeting on September 23rd, or wherever it will be via Zoom. Here are the Zoom instructions, and that's completely fine.
Okay.
So I think your idea is the best way to do it.
Do we have the technology in-house to have both simultaneously, in person and Zoom?
No. No. We can only do it.
Or the other.
And yeah, it's one way or the other. We don't have the camera set up, the microphone set up to do dual. It's just technology. We don't have the money and the information and the ability to do that.
So I could tell you what my experience at the planning board meeting was this month is that each they could advertise. We could advertise for the whole year to save the township money. And then for this specific month, we can analyze, while we're here at the meeting, analyze what the agenda for the following month will be. And if it looks like we can do a Zoom meeting, then we will pass, can we do a resolution like on the, right at that meeting? And then declare that we're going to have a Zoom meeting on the following month.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
And then that gives the board secretary time to get a notice into the newspaper for the next month.
Yeah.
Is that what you, that's what you had in
mind? Yeah, that's kind of what I was proposing, but that we start with the assumption that it'll be in person, and then, you know, Zoom meetings will be the exception.
Okay.
And you know, each time we want to have a Zoom meeting, we notice for it. What do you guys think, Mr. Morelli and Mr. Mosby?
I think
that approach?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it makes sense. In the sense of if it's something really simple, just a resolution to come. And if you can do it on the fly like that.
Yeah, it's just a little extra cost to publish the notice in the papers that we just designated.
I mean, what do you ask? I mean, in the course of the year, there might be one of those, two of those, you know?
Or zero.
It could be zero. I mean, you know.
So.
Pandemic could end any time. Who knows?
Yeah, no, I think it's good.
Anybody object?
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right. So what I'll do is I'm going to read the meeting dates into the record. Beginning at 7:30 p.m. right here on February 23rd, 2022, March 23rd, 2022, April 27th, 2022, May 25th, 2022, June 22nd, 2022, July 27th, 2022, August 24th, 2022, September 28th, 2022, October 26th, 2022, November 23rd, 2022, December 28th, 2022, and January 25th, 2023.
One question?
Yeah.
Is it, you said January 27th, 2022, or
22nd? 25th.
January 25th, 2023 is next.
No, no, down here in the July. I'm sorry, the
July.
July
27th.
No, the original was had the wrong date on it. I corrected it.
Oh, so is it 27 or 22?
It's 22nd.
22nd?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which 22nd?
July. No.
June's the 22nd. July's the 27th.
That's correct.
Oh, all right. So
that's how I'm reading it.
No, mine says 27th on both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mr. Chairman, I do know the November 23rd meeting is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We generally don't have a meeting that date. It's just the way the calendar falls this year.
Well, that one will be a special notice if we have a meeting in November then.
Okay.
Like we did last year.
Combine December and November into one.
It's always a problem every year. We're going to have to do something special there.
Okay.
Okay. So can I get a motion to adopt that calendar, that tentative calendar for now?
I'll make it.
Thanks, Mr. Lambros. And can we get a second?
I'll second it.
Thanks, Mr. Mostyn. Roll call, please.
Mr. Lambros.
Yes.
Mr. Mostyn.
Yes.
Mr. Morelli.
Yes.
Chairman Avellino.
Yes. Okay, next up is approval of minutes from December, and these did not come out yet, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So we'll have to move that to our next meeting in February, February 23rd. All right, resolutions. So we have the first one is for application Z21-05. This was St. Joseph's Church, and it was for a digital message sign. Yeah. And the resolution came out via email, I think, last week. I didn't have any additional comments on it. Does anyone need more time for that, to review that resolution? Any other comments on it?
No.
Okay. So I'd like to ask for a motion to adopt that resolution.
I'll make a motion to adopt.
Okay. Mr. Mostyn, and can you get a second, please?
I'll make it.
Mr. Lambros, thank you. And roll call, please.
Mr. Mostyn.
Yes.
Mr. Lambros.
Yes.
Chairman Avellino.
Yes. Okay. Next up is application Z21-07, Anthony and Diana Marindola. Now, this one was a denial on a use variance to modify a home that would be constituting a two-family residence. This one also came out via email. I didn't have any additional changes to it. And does anyone need more time on that one?
Am I allowed to vote on the resolution?
No.
No, because you abstained. No, because you were in the public. You had a conflict of interest.
All right. So, yeah, Mr. Lambros is not eligible on this one. So I would need a motion from Mr.
I'll make the motion.
Mostyn, yeah. Or Morelli. Can we get a second?
I'll second.
All right. And can we get a roll call, please?
Mr. Mostyn.
Yes.
Mr. Morelli.
Yes.
Chairman Avellino.
Yes. Okay. And that brings us to our first application of the night that was carried from the last meeting in December, and this is application Z21-06, Dale Klickner, and this is for a oversized garage.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, this matter was carried to this meeting without further notice. Since the last hearing, the applicant has submitted revised plans, and we need to update our exhibits. We've marked as A7, variance sketch prepared by Crest Engineering, dated 6/29/2021, a revised January 5th, 2022, A8 site display dated January 5th, 2021. We also received, and it's probably beneficial, we'll mark as A9 correspondence from Jared Pape dated January 12th, 2022. That's the letter that goes over the changes of the plan. Our professional have reviewed the plan. We mark as their updated report, BOA3, engineer report dated January 24, 2022, and planner's report, BOA4, dated January 26, 2022. So those are the new evidence. Mr. Pape, you can obviously add any additional evidence you need as necessary to probe for your application. Please enter your appearance and continue with your application, sir.
Good evening. My name is Jared Pape. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Heilbrun Pape, and our office continues to represent the applicant in this matter. A quick question at the outset. Given that there are only four board members here this evening, the applicant is likely going to ask to adjourn to the following meeting for the benefit of having a full board. That being said, we are prepared to present. We have a short presentation, 10-15 minutes at most. To you as to should we present right now or should we return at a subsequent meeting?
Tough question. So do we have any room at our next meeting to hear this application? What do we have planned there? Do you know, Melissa?
So we tentatively have two applications. We have a use variance and
a pool variance.
We're not hearing the pool tonight, or is this a different pool?
It's
a different
additional pool. That was just dropped off yesterday.
A different pool. Okay.
If we are able to deem it complete, it can be heard next month. But if not, we can always push the pool to the following month. The one that I just received.
Right. So we really just have one confirmed on for next meeting. The use variance.
Right. Okay. We have one confirmed, but it's a use variance. Right. So that could go along. I would say, you know, you would have to go behind the use variance if we were to do that, which means you might be here a while waiting for that. Any members of the public here for the Dale Klickner application tonight? I see a few people out there. I don't know what. If they're here for that or a different one.
So the use variance is for kitty daycare to become adult daycare. No site improvements or anything. So it's no site plan.
Your
face.
Sorry. That's a strange one, but okay.
That's all it is.
I don't know why they're two different things, but daycare is daycare. You know,
we had this before, the second time.
Oh. Really?
There's been quite some discussion about this.
Right next to Mr. Pape's office.
Ah, okay.
Remember that one?
That was a long time ago.
I remember that. Was I here?
Sure.
Yeah, you were here.
Huh? I'll go with the resolution. Well, Mr. Chairman, if it's always my feeling that board members are better hearing the application in person than listening to the videotape. If it's a 15-20 minute presentation, then is there really a need to hear them now and then have the board members then have the burden, have to listen to get the video and get the tape, listen to it before the meeting, come here, rather than the board member come here and they present their application?
Right, so no point in making a presentation tonight if we're going to decide next time this year.
Right, if we're going to get more board members here, you're putting more work on our board members to theoretically now have to go listen to the tapes at home, get the tapes and everything else.
Yeah, I understand. So, you know, there's two things. One is, you know, is it convenient? Are we able to do it? It sounds like we are. And then, you know, is it best, you know, for the operations of the board to do it, you know, to just adjourn it tonight and not hear anything? It sounds like the answer is yes, it is. But I also want to make sure that, you know, we don't have members of the public here that are interested in this application and make them come back. And it looks like no one here is saying they're members of the public that are interested in this application. So that's not an issue. So I don't see any reason not to just adjourn it. Are we going to have them re-notice?
No, I don't think it's necessary. No public here. But it's up to you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Well, not just up to me. It's up to the board. What do you guys think?
I don't think I need to re-notice. I think that's just having them spend money for it.
We've already noticed twice.
Yeah.
It might just annoy people if they get another notice.
I don't want to annoy people, but I want to inform them.
We did make them re-notice when we screwed up that one time. They had a re-notice.
Okay, is this application?
I'm okay without a re-notice.
Yeah. Okay. So no re-notice. We'll hear it, you know, start anew next time. Hopefully we have more than four members. I can't guarantee that, you know. Yeah, we expected to have more tonight, but we had several simultaneous emergencies. And we're down to alternate members, but we may have two more by then. So I think that's, you know, I think it's a wise decision. And again, on this one as well, you know, in Matt's report, he wanted to clarify the use of this garage, and on those, you know, I want to hear directly from the applicant, in his words, you know, not the words of his attorney. So I think it would be best if we do that.
I appreciate the accommodation. I don't anticipate that there'll be any further submissions between now and then. Like I said, we are prepared to present, so we'll be prepared for the next meeting.
Okay. Well, great. We'll see you in February then.
All right. For the record, this application is carried to February 23rd, 2022. At 7:30 p.m. in these chambers. This application is carried without further notice. That means if you received certified mail previously, you will not receive it again. This is your notice.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Next on our agenda is new application Z21-08. This is Shailesh Karat. Did I say that correctly?
Say Karat.
Yes. Come on up.
Yep. Come on up.
Is it, how do you pronounce your name?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Mr. Chairman, I reviewed the notice to the adjoining property owners and affidavit of publication. They are ordering the board has jurisdiction to hear this matter. As the board does in its normal course, we'll pre-mark certain exhibits, which I'll read into the record as follows. A1 jurisdictional notice, A2 application dated 9/13/2021. A3 boundary survey dated January 12, 2022. A4 pool plot plan dated 6/9/2021. A5 site plan dated 10/7/21. We also pre-marked both our engineer and planner's report. BOA 1 is our engineer's report dated December 17, 2021. And BOA 2 is our planner's report dated January 5, 2022. And of course, you could enter any other exhibit, pictures that you deem are necessary and appropriate for your application tonight. So why don't you both going to testify, I presume? Okay, why don't you both raise your right hands? Do you swear affirm the following testimony about to give us the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Please state your name in the records individually, spelling your last name, please.
Amrita Singh, F-I-N-G-H.
How do you pronounce your first, how do you spell your first name?
A-M-R-I-T-A.
Thank you, ma'am.
Stephen Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z.
Who is Karat then?
That's my husband. I cut my maiden name.
Okay.
He's at home watching this.
Oh, okay. When you said husband, I thought that was him.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Stephen's our contractor.
Okay, that's completely fine.
You know, sorry, Steve.
Okay, so we know who's who. All right, so I guess this is a bulk application or bulk variance application. So I guess why don't you take us through what you're asking the board for approval on?
We propose installing a fiberglass pool, 16x40 fiberglass pool with the patio around it. And then because of the grade that's in the back of the house, we're going to put a retaining wall in to you know, to put a patio, like a raised patio, underneath the deck, the existing deck that's there. And so because the grade is more than 15%, we have to go through bulk variance, and we have the engineer's drawings of the pool and of the retaining wall. For the wall, we're going to use an Allen block to construct the retaining wall. And it's a fiberglass pool being installed with the with pavers around it.
Okay. So I did look at the plans, and there's a couple of things that would concern the board. You know, the first is the steep slopes and how much is going to be disturbed. And the reason we're concerned about steep slopes is when they get disturbed, there's potential runoff into nearby streams. I noticed that your property is right adjacent to Doctor's Creek. There's also a conservation easement on your property that you can't go in and disturb, and so that's the first concern that we need to address is how are we going to prevent any type of runoff into the stream from occurring when you disturb that steep slope. Second thing is there is a conservation easement, so you can't do any construction in there, and I think one of the things I saw in Matt's report was that he wants us to require to install conservation markers, easement markers. And we still use the DRCC ones?
No, we have our own.
Oh, we have our own now.
It's to get 3 feet, has a big sign on it. So.
Okay.
So we have.
You have those?
We have those with the markers.
Okay, good. So, and again, the purpose of that is so that, you know it because we're telling you, but the next person that moves into your house may not. So we want to make sure it's very apparent, don't go in there, don't touch, don't do anything in the conservation easement.
Yeah, the plans do show, my comment was make sure they're in before you disturb it.
Right.
Because I don't want you to put it at the end, oops, I went too far, yeah.
Right, right. Again, we don't want to have to tell you rip out your patio because it's in the conservation easement.
Here's a picture of the aerial picture of the house, you can see.
Okay. And then, the third concern is going to be making sure that we don't create any problems with additional waters running into your neighbor's properties. So the drainage, when you start changing the topology of the land, the drainage and making sure that you don't create a big flood on your neighbor's property is also a concern. And I think Matt probably has looked at that.
Yes, we always look at that with every grading for a new pool. But they're also proposed, the wall is going around that deck that you see in the back of the house, right?
Correct.
That's where the wall is going.
Well, underneath it.
And I just couldn't figure out if you're also proposing another deck underneath the deck.
No, there's an existing deck there now that's basically on the on the first floor.
Yes.
And there's a basement. Basically, well, it's a walkout there, so we don't need a walkout. So, patio is going to be underneath the deck, underneath the existing deck.
So there's a patio proposed that's made of concrete or concrete patio?
That's pavers.
Pavers. Okay.
So there'll be a retaining wall.
In two different levels. I see. Right, 10.5, a step down.
And there'll be steps going down to the pool.
I couldn't quite figure out what you're doing. So.
How tall will the retaining wall be from the bottom to the top of it?
It'll be
40. So you have some type of geogrid reinforcement.
Right. Geogrid. I mean, you've got the detail for the Allen block of the geogrid, probably two layers of geogrid in there.
Okay.
And the wall, that particular wall, the walls are the Allen block. The stone's hollow, so the inside of the block is still the 3/4 inch clean stone.
Right.
And then behind the wall, there's this clean stone. At the bottom, there's a perforated pipe for drainage, and it goes out to like the side of the wall.
Okay. Question: the picture of the Allen block that was submitted, is that the actual color that's being proposed?
It's a tan color.
It's a tan color. Okay.
I forget the name of it. It's a certain color. I forget the name.
Right. Again, looking at your neighborhood, it looks like it's pretty wooded there, and you know this wouldn't really be visible from the street. It's behind the house.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a huge concern from a visual impact standpoint. And your neighbors all have pools?
Yes, they do. Both to the left and to the right.
Okay. And then, the last concern, which I don't think is really a concern, is the impervious coverage on your lot, which we don't need a variance for that, right?
No.
No. How close are they?
They're plenty of room.
Plenty of room? Okay.
Yeah, their property is pretty big.
Who's to defend that conservation easement?
So yeah.
The conservation
is all back here.
All right, so the one thing I saw in Matt's report was suggesting that you don't go straight up to the conservation easement with the retaining wall. So do you have plans that show that? Or
we pulled it back.
You pulled it back?
We pulled it back a couple feet off the easement.
Is that what you see?
The plan doesn't show it. So you're going to revise the plan?
I remember that being a
recommendation. I know it was.
The plan we have is 9/28/2021, which shows the wall on the easement line. So that's our date, 9/28/21.
That's the part that scared me because there is a note that says slope it down into the easement.
It says, okay, 12-inch tall wall off of easement line. So he has pulled it back off the easement line.
What's the date of that plan? There's all there is a revised plan I see here that says permit 10/7/2021, which says relocate 12-inch tall wall, 12 inches off easement line.
Correct.
Yes. Where did you find that?
In this plan here?
Got the picture.
Got the one with the picture?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in the picture?
It's in the plan with the picture.
Matt, when's the last time you got a new pair of glasses?
I'm looking at the plan. The plan doesn't show it.
Yeah, it does.
Well, there's the detail on here.
The plan shows it right on.
This is.
Where does it say a foot off? Somewhere in here, huh?
Matt's plan does not say what Greg just said.
Yeah.
And I never even got.
And it has the same date.
175 cheaters, haven't it?
Yeah, 175.
Says it right there.
Yeah, but the shows are right on there.
Oh, it says see that? Relocate? The word relocate?
That's not on here.
See, it's the one that says 10/7/21.
I think it's so close, Matt. That's the
same date. But
by the way, Matt's to all defensive, Matt. It's not written on the large one he has.
Same date, but doesn't have a change.
It's not written on mine either.
No, it's on this. It's on the little one, I guess. I don't know.
I didn't print that.
Oh, so you're going to pull the wall back a foot at least.
Right.
That's what we have recommended.
Okay.
But that's fine.
Yeah. So, that's something that we're going to want to see if Matt thinks it's important. Okay. Okay. If it's already on your plan, then just submit that plan to him.
Well, Matt, is 12 inches enough?
Yes, because the wall back there, I believe, is only a foot or foot and a half high, right?
Yeah, 12 inches.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's fine.
Okay.
That it shows these plans. I mean, I can have a copy, but it's got it right there.
It's piped up in there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I see it.
Okay. All right. We need to go to the eye doctor then.
Scared me.
All right. So, Matt, any other concerns from your report?
I just asked them to show me a limit of disturbance.
Sitting on that plant, too.
Same plant.
Along with that,
my eyes are gone. So
again, that's important to make sure we don't have a runoff condition into the stream.
I see it. All right, good.
You see it?
Yes.
It looks okay?
On the news
yes. I want to make sure they don't go too far out. So.
Anything else?
You're not taking any trees down or anything?
We are taking trees down. When I turned the permits in, I have a detail showing exactly where they are.
So how many trees are you taking down?
They're mostly all red cedars, and there's probably, maybe a dozen of them.
Yeah, you don't want trees in the middle of your pool. Most people don't, anyway.
But again, behind everything is that they're taking out is outside of the conservation easement.
Correct.
They're not touching the conservation.
Well, yeah, it's A, outside the conservation easement, which, you know, is a requirement, but also there's quite a bit of woods around, from what I've seen.
Yes, and again, my old problem was get those markers in first before you start clearing and doing all the work. So.
Yeah, like I said, we have them, and then the engineer is going to do it.
Surveyor.
Yeah, and don't take down any more trees other than the ones, you know, in that pool area. You know, you have the tree guy in and he says, oh, by the way, you want me to take those down? No. You're supposed to get a tree removal permit if you take down, how many trees?
He said.
We have a permit for the trees.
Oh, okay. You already have to take those down. Okay.
Did I sign that? I may have. Okay.
Not just his eyes, but his memory now.
Can we undo that vote from before?
I don't know. You've been here a long time, Matt.
Trouble. And again, at the end of the project, we do need an as-built survey of your finished product. So. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I don't have any other questions. Board members, do you have any questions on this one?
Any lighting around the pool?
Yes, there will be.
But nothing that's going to, there's plenty of room and buffer between you and your neighbors, nothing that would spill onto
it. It's all low pitch lighting, or 12 volt lighting, so it won't be that glare.
So it's all pitched down towards, down and inwards.
Yeah.
This is really anything a math application.
Yeah. I knew.
All right.
If
I could read it.
Yeah, you could read it,
So any other questions from the board? Or things you want to talk about this one? No? Okay. So at this point, I'll open it up to members of the public at 8:15. Seeing no one from the public out there, we'll close it at 8:15. And you have anything else you want to say to the board before we discuss this and make a decision? Yeah, no worries. That's what we're here for. And again, you know, the main reason you're here is this steep slope, you know, which again, you know, it's for environmental conservation purposes. And, you know, Millstone's an environmentally concerned, you know, community. So, you know, we're forced, you know, to do these things, but there's a purpose behind it. It's not just to force people to come in here for no good reason.
And I just want to add, the steep slopes that they're touching are man-made slopes. They're not natural slopes.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah, where the pool is flat. It's just right out underneath the deck of the slope.
Okay.
So this,
Right. And again, you know, these are things we want to look at. Disturbing a natural slope is worse than a man-made one, for example. Okay. So, anybody want to start the board discussion on this one?
No, I mean, I can.
Go ahead, please.
So, you know, I always feel compelled to help a homeowner that wants to build a pool or put a deck on their house or an addition, as long as it's not, you know, egregious, but it helps you get the full use and enjoyment out of your property. You know, the swimming pool is a personal thing that you decide to put on for, you know, full enjoyment, per se. So, and, you know, the slope not being natural was probably put on by the builder,
when the house went up, they
because they put it on a mountain, right? And that can't be changed, you know. So You know, I don't have any objection to putting the pool where it is, and a little bit of disturbance of a slope. I'm not sure it's going to be draining off the back of the property, right?
Correct.
So, and that's upper freehold back there, right? So,
nice.
So, and I think it's farmland, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, I don't have any objection. I don't want to offer a motion to approve yet until the rest of the board has had a chance to add comment.
Anybody else want to add?
My biggest concern was going to be just looking at the retaining wall, make sure it was going to be sufficient for holding back the pool and the water, but that was my biggest thing, but I think we pretty much addressed that, and knowing the Allen block product, it should be sufficient.
Yeah, especially with the GeoGrid reinforcement. I mean, it's only 4 foot, and it's not huge.
It's not 8 foot high, so, you know, at four foot, it's minimal.
They can build those, you know, pretty way high.
Oh, yeah.
And they stand up, so.
Yeah, we did a 20-something foot one, but you know, when you look at it, you're like, a lot of pressure back there. But for this, it's minimal.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the slope thing is, I agree, if it's a slope that was done during construction of the house, I mean, I don't even really consider it to be a slope, but it'd be different if you were, you know, building off the edge of a natural cliff or something, so.
Okay. Yeah, and again, I think, you know, from the planning perspective, I think, you know, McKinley's report. Did you do the report on this one?
Yes. Yeah, brief little one.
Yeah, a little one. I think I read it today.
Yeah, it's short.
Was it today? I don't know.
Either way, there's not many. The big considerations here are what the boards just said. They're all engineering and slope based. The planning considerations are the lighting to make sure their neighbors aren't being impacted, which they're not. And as specified to you, can't even see it from the front of the public right away. Right. So.
And again, it's the other things I noted is, you know, it's not out of character for the neighborhood. If you look at the Google picture that was submitted, you know, I think there's only one house in the whole neighborhood that doesn't have a pool. That might be you. And it's certainly in Millstone. I have a pool, and in the hot summer, it's really a necessity, I think, if you want to do anything outside, and especially if you have kids. It's nice to have them in your own backyard instead of, you know, some neighbor's backyard where you don't even know, you know, anyone's paying attention to what they're doing. So I think it's a generally, you know, a good thing. And, you know, the other thing is this would be, I guess, a hardship-type variance where the topology of the property is really what's preventing you from doing this without a variance. So I think the variance is justified. So Greg, during the testimony, did you capture some conditions?
A couple. From Matt's report, applicants submit the finished floor and existing deck elevations to him, provide the pattern material should be provided. Applicants prohibited from removal of trees outside the area of disturbance. The retaining wall detail does not show or address the drain pipe and its outlet. They have to revise the plans to provide. I'm still going to provide in that to install the certified easements. If they're there, then that can be satisfied. They have to provide an as-built survey, and I'm going to take out the condition about moving the retaining wall since it's already on the plans. Correct, Matt?
No, I have the plans, yes.
Okay.
Those are the conditions I have, Mr. Chairman.
Right. And those plans are going to become part of the record, and, you know, everything you testify to, we expect you to follow through with, and those will be conditions for issuing a variance. You know, should we vote now to decide to do that? So, at this point, I'd like to ask board members if someone would like to make a motion to approve this application, subject to those conditions that Greg just read, or alternatively, a motion to deny. So, would someone like to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve.
With those conditions?
With the conditions that Greg laid out.
Okay. Can we get a second on that?
I'll second.
Okay. Mr. Morelli, thanks. And can we get a roll call, please?
Mr. Mostyn?
Yes.
Mr. Morelli?
Yes.
Mr. Lambros?
Yes.
Chairman Avalina?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to meet next month, and we'll have a resolution ready for you, and then once you get that published, I think they can go get their building permit, right? Right?
Well, you've heard the condition I have. They're outlaid in Matt's report, which you have, I presume? Here, I'll give you a copy.
I emailed them to you.
There.
To you.
I'm going to circle the things you have to provide Matt. So if you provide him this, you'll be ahead of the game. Okay? Because those are going to be conditions in the resolution of approval.
You want to, should be on. Let's just submit the plan later. We'll go over it. The elevations are on the...
Well, if they're on there, just contact Matt and say, hey, items A is here, B is here, C is here. Now, apparently, Matt didn't get the plan that you're looking at based on what...
He dropped it off. He should have it. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So Matt's going to take care of it from here. You have our approval. We'll have the resolution for you.
Did we vote yet?
Didn't we vote?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Were you sleeping?
I might have been. It is my birthday.
I know. You had too much cake earlier. All right. So you have your approval. You can go. And, you know, just comply everything in the resolution. Matt will help you through that. And you should be good to go. You'll be swimming this summer, hopefully.
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a good night.
Thank you. And happy birthday.
Thank you. It's Mr. Moss's birthday as well.
Happy birthday.
You got two birthdays.
Yeah. I don't want to leave yet.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. We have one more item of business, which is our annual report. So a draft came out via email. It had one minor correction in it. We had a 2 + 2 = 4, and that's great. So I fixed that. But other than that, I didn't find anything else wrong. Everything else looked fine. So does anyone need more time to review the annual report?
Nope.
Okay. So I'd like to ask for a motion to adopt the annual report, and we'll send it off to the Township Committee.
I'll make it.
All right. Anybody want a second? All right, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
We don't need a motion on that, please.
No.
All right. So we'll get that annual report sent up as, you know, with that one correction in it. I'll sign it, you know, just let me know when I need to come in.
Okay.
Any new business beside that? Any old business? Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, we need a second.
Second.
One favor.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
It's so complicated. You guys are out of shape here.
The new year.
Trying to get back into the school.